ICP. Listen, something very exciting is coming. We are sponsoring a fish fry. This is one of our many fundraisers. The fish fry will be held tomorrow, Friday, December 20th at the Broadway Park. We are selling catfish, $8 a plate with all the trimmings. And we're selling buffalo ribs, $9 a plate with all the trimmings. We would like for you to come by and support your local NAACP, buy dinner, and become a member. And also make a donation. Make your checks or money orders out to Alexander Branch NAACP. Orders 5 or more, we will deliver. So you would need to call one of these three numbers, 318-715-9434 or 229-7230 or 442-9918. Call us. We will deliver 5 or more orders to wherever. God bless you. Come by and support your NAACP. You need the NAACP. The NAACP needs you. God bless you. Hope to see you there. And our time is from 11 a.m. tomorrow until the fish runs out. So come by and get it while it's hot.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
First Corinthians 13. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. If I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional spirit devotion, such as inspired by God's love for and in us, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. You see, if you can speak with the tongues of men and angels, if you don't have love, you're just making a lot of noise. And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, faith to move a mountain, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, or if I surrender my body to be burned, or in order that I may glory, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. So even if you give away all your money to help take care of the poor, if you don't do it out of love, it don't profit anything. You don't gain nothing. Now, here are the characteristics of love. Now, check yourself out. This way you got to check yourself. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Are you able to suffer long? Are you patient? Are you kind? Love never is envious or boiled over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. The love of God has a humility in it. And that humility gives you the strength to apologize when you need to apologize. It gives you the strength to let things go when you need to let them go. You know, when you're in the flesh, you don't want to let things go. You just want to keep rehearsing what's been done. Over and over, you just keep going over it, over and over and over again. And the more you go over, the madder you get. Right? So you see that the love of God doesn't have any pride in it. So when the Lord asks you, go and apologize, and you say, I ain't apologizing them. They ought to be apologizing to me. There's your pride right there. Okay? You see, the love of God is not that. It is not boastful or vainglorious, full of self-seeking glory. It does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. The love of God don't have pride in it. It's just humble. That's the way Jesus was. Jesus didn't walk around thinking he was it. He had a humble mind. The Bible says he humbled himself even to death of the cross. He became obedient even to death of the cross. He humbled himself. I came not to minister, to be ministered to, but to minister. That's what he said. I came not to be ministered to, but to minister. See how humble he was? And even though he had everything, never committed a sin, and yet you would have never known it. In fact, when they came to arrest him, Judas had to point out who he was. Because Jesus didn't make himself look different than everybody else that was around him. He didn't have glistening clothes on. Everybody else looked like they come out the junkyard. Judas didn't say, it's going to be the one with the best clothes on. They said, how are we going to know which one is him? He said, I'm going to go kiss him. That's how you're going to know him. See, he looked just like everybody else. He looked just like a normal guy. He didn't do anything to draw attention to himself. And to say, now look, I'm the only one around here who can wear white. Nobody else put on white. Because everybody needs to know I'm the one. No. That wasn't him at all. He's just like everybody else. You would never know that was him. The woman at the well, when she met Jesus, she didn't know she was talking to the Messiah. She looked just like another Jewish man. People that met him, they didn't know who he was. He didn't have no distinguishing characteristics. He didn't have a halo over his head. Then every time the same day, oh, that look, he got the, that's the one with the halo. Humble. Amen. It says, it is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Some people are just so rude. Get out the way. Move over. Give me that. Shut up. These are all rude words. Shut up. Close your trap. Rude. Love is not rude. Get out the way with your ugly self. That's rude. Get your ugly self out the way. That's rude. Love of God is not rude. Doesn't act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on his own rights or his own way. Uh-oh. Scope done gone deep now. How many of y'all is your way or the highway? If it ain't your way, you ain't going. Huh? If you can't have it your way, ain't gonna be nobody's way. If it ain't your way, you ain't participating. Always wanting it your way. Always wanting everybody to bend to you. And if they don't bend to you, well, I ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. I ain't going. I ain't doing it. I ain't gonna be involved. Why? Well, I think they ought to do it another way. I think my way was better. So if they don't want to do it, let them do it whatever they want to do. But I just ain't gonna be involved. Does not insist on his own rights or his own way, for it is not self-seeking. In other words, it's not just always just concerned about itself. See, the love of God is not just what's in it for me. See, if you live with that attitude, I ain't going to help you unless there's something in it for me. All right, you want me to help you with that? What I'm going to get in return? That's not the love of God. What's in it for me? No, it's not self-seeking. It's not touchy. You ever know anybody touchy? They use the saying, got to walk on eggshells around them? Man, they so touchy. You just got to be careful what you say around them. They'll explode. I hope that's not you. You're not waiting to go off, are you? You're not a powder keg waiting to be lit, are you? If you're a powder keg, raise your hand, and I'll make sure I don't say nothing wrong around you. I'm going to walk in love with you. We ain't got no powder kegs in here, huh? Waiting on somebody just, look, it's, hey, knock it off. You got the chip on the shoulder? Knock it off. I double dog dare you. Touchy. Resentful. Who you think you is? I don't receive from you. Resentful means to be resent. Amen? Resentful. It takes no account of an evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. How many of you got a black book? And y'all got a black book? I wrote them off. They did me wrong. Everybody do me wrong, go in this book. Okay, you see that? That's the first time they did something wrong. Let me tell you the second time they did something wrong, the third time they did something wrong, and the fourth time they did something wrong, some of y'all ain't gonna go to four. You're going to go to two, right? Maybe. For you. Like, thank you, Pilate. I wash my hands. You ain't Pilate. I'm through with you. You better not be through with them unless the Lord tell you you're through with them. Now, the Lord can't separate you from bad influences and give you wisdom in your relationships, but you don't do that with just anybody like that. You don't just kick people in and out. You better seek God. Amen. That person may be there for your development in love. Why they always rub you the wrong way? So you can get the love walk down. You're going to have some opposition here to develop this thing. Amen. Amen? You're going to have some trouble and some trial that will come to help you to stay in love. I've had all these experiences exercising love and learning how to walk in love in bad situations. You know, sometimes I've succeeded and sometimes I've failed. I failed with my gardener. But I passed the test with the lady at the school that put me out the office. So I learned from that and I say, now, I need to take note of my failures there and not get the big head over my successes. All right, y'all getting it? I'm trying to bring this exam to a close here. It does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. In other words, the love of God never rejoices at sinful things. How many of y'all like Robin Hood? Why you like Robin Hood? Because he did what? Because he stole from the, and he gave it to the poor. Well, stealing is a sin. But you rejoiced in his sin. And you wanted him to get away with it. You didn't want Robin Hood to get caught. And they're honest. You see how you can get sucked into things with this world out there? They will make sin seem appealing and profitable and advantageous. But when you're walking in the love of God, when you see two people finna go to bed and they ain't married on TV, you ought to turn that thing off because they're getting ready to sin. Yeah. They say, well, they ain't gonna show nothing. Yeah, but you know what they finna do. The imagination is that. Don't rejoice in that stuff. Love bears up in anything and everything that comes, ever ready to believe the best of others, hopes of failures in all circumstances, and does everything without weakening. And so we are commanded to love one another, and this is a good love test right here. This is a good love checkup. Amen. The Bible says we're to be rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17. The Bible says we're to guard our love walk. Jude 21 says, guard and keep yourself in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you to eternal life. Amen. So when you're taking the love checkup, you got to ask yourself several things. Do I have unforgiveness in my heart? Am I holding a grudge against anyone? Are you withholding good from someone that the Lord has told you to bless? Are you stingy or selfish with what God's blessed you with? Are you jealous or envious of anyone or resentful of anyone? Are you arrogant and puffed up with pride and lack humility? Do you rejoice or have fun sinning or watching others sin against God? Do you love the truth? Do you love it when right prevails, when justice prevails? If any of these things are present in your heart,